There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. I was going to say, with me, as always, is my podcast, Nick Mason.
Welcome to The Weekly Planet. The spookiest podcast in the world.
Great zombie.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
It became more sort of Swedish towards the end.
Yeah,
it was. It's Halloween. What do you reckon about that?
It's fine. Is that actually today? Oh, it's Sunday. What's the day today?
Tomorrow. It's the 31st.
Oh, it is.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah,
look,
great.
I feel there's two camps, especially in Australia.
Yeah.
There's people who are like, that's a bloody American tradition and I hate it. And bloody, why don't we have a meat pie day where we just eat meat pies? That'd be more Australian, wouldn't it? None of this
whip each other with wet towels.
Exactly. And there's other people who are like, who cares? Just, it's fine.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
And it's a bloody, they just want to sell merchandise, sell a bloody whatever.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know. But look, I'm fine with it. But I do live in fear on Halloween, not because of spooky ghosts or vampires, but because of disaffected teens. Like you're at home and you've forgotten that Halloween is happening. And then you get a knock on your door and there's a whole bunch of disaffected teens. One of them's wearing devil horns and the rest haven't bothered.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, do you have candy? And you're like, no. And then they kick your letterbox over. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. So bring a bat to the door is what you're saying.
A vampire bat.
A vampire bat.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I guess we're ambivalent, but if you'd like to imagine me dressed as like Bela Lugosi Dracula for this whole thing, like white tie and tails and like a sash. In fact, if you're watching any kind of horror movie or like we were talking about Blade earlier, the Blade trilogy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to amuse yourself when watching any kind of movie like that, just imagine all the vampires are dressed as Bela Lugosi Dracula. White tie and tails, sash, slicked back pompadour. Have yourself a grand
old
time.
I bloody love it.
Like Blade's fighting all the Draculas. So good.
And he's also a Dracula.
He's also a Dracula, yeah. Well, he's half Dracula.
He's half Dracula. So top half? Or like one half of his face, like Two-Face?
Regular Blade.
Yep.
But he's wearing the red sash and the medals, and he's got white gloves on.
Great. Well, Mason, we've got a very spooky story to kick off with.
Oh, what is that?
Rambo.
Ah!
Is getting a reboot of sorts.
Like the last one was a reboot of sorts.
Yeah, I guess it was. Was it?
Well, it was a sequel, but it was also it was sort of rebooted into like modern
action.
Yeah, it was modern action tropes, and he wasn't completely invincible. And
he got shot once.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't running around shooting the Taliban with a bow and arrow.
No, I think he was with the Taliban.
Yeah, that's why he wasn't shooting the Taliban with a bow and arrow. Because he was friends with the Taliban. It's before we made the Taliban mad at us. Anyway.
But the director of The Iceman and Criminal. Iceman was a Michael Shannon movie where he's a secret hitman.
Oh, based on
a
real life
story. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I heard it's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he's very good in it. And Criminal is one of those Ryan Reynolds body swap movies. I don't know which one.
Right. Yeah. Very good. We mentioned those last week.
Yeah, we did.
And we forgot that one. There's so many. We forgot. Yeah.
That's the Kevin Costner one. Yeah. Where it's mostly Kevin Costner. But so apparently it's going to be a continuation of the franchise with a different actor.
Jeremy Renner,
correct.
He can bring back his bow hunting skills.
That's right, correct. Yeah, like a young, like a lither Rambo? He's lither. Though Rambo's pretty lithe initially, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
And then he just fridges out by the time the fourth one rolls around.
Remember like Rambo... No, like remember like Rocky 3? He's like a bloody...
Yeah.
He's like a bloody ice pick, that
he
guy.
He is,
like,
yeah.
Like a wedge. He's like a wedge of cheese. He's
very is.
Broad on the top and super narrow in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Weird. I don't... Have you seen any of the Rambo... Well, you've seen the fourth one. Have you seen the other ones?
Yeah.
I don't know which ones I've seen. I'm fairly certain I've seen the first one because it's very different than what you'd think. It's like
yeah,
it's a man having a breakdown.
And just running through the woods near a town.
Yeah, and he kills like one guy.
Kills like one guy, yeah.
Yeah, but the two and three are just...
Madness.
Insanity.
Three especially is madness.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then four is like...
I'm just doing voices this episode.
I liked four, though. I
thought you were
going to
say I
like
my voices, but...
I like your voices.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I didn't mind four. It was fine.
Burma the war, though.
Turned into Obi-Wan again. All my voices turned into Obi-Wan.
Right.
So, yeah, and also they're not clear on the time period. So he might be not a Vietnam vet. Because you'd think they'd have to change that or set it in the past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise they'd have to make him like a Gulf War vet or something else. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like the way they made the Punisher. Some versions of the Punisher is from a different war.
Yeah, the Thomas Jane version is he's a Gulf War vet and then an FBI agent.
And the Ultimates version is a...
No idea.
I can't remember. But the original Punisher
is... He's a Nerf War veteran. He's a paintball veteran.
Right, right. Mm. Yeah, they can hurt.
Yeah.
Because the original Punisher's still a Vietnam vet, isn't he?
He's just really old.
Yeah.
And he's depicted as very old or not as old, depending on the artist and the storyline he needs to be in.
Right, right, sure. Mm. But as big as a fridge every time.
Yeah.
Are you excited about a Rambo reboot?
No.
Don't do it?
No. I don't know. What if he's a drone pilot?
Yeah, sure.
He's psychologically affected by having to just
wag a little drone.
Just wag
drone
a joystick, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, who do you get? It reminds me of like when they reboot like The Transporter or like you said, Bourne, even though it's not the same character, but you need someone like Stallone and someone like Stallone doesn't really exist. Like a modern day
version.
Is
this why, I feel we've discussed this before, is this why The Rock gets so much work? Because they're just like...
We need a Schwarzenegger type.
We don't know what ethnicity, what hair, like what you just get a bald man who could be anyone.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He's massive.
From anywhere, he could be anywhere between 30 and 60.
We don't know.
We don't know.
He'd be good though. He's very likable. Let's get
him. He is. Okay, fair enough. Not interested.
No, actually I am because I want to, like, what field of warfare?
Yeah,
what,
sure.
Like I said, is he going to be a...
Bows and arrows with explosives
exactly,
on the
like,
end.
Exactly, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
It'll be like the last Rambo. Will it be too real? Will it be not real? Will
you kind of can't have it too real. Because even in the last one wasn't super real. Because it was real in the sense that he killed a lot of guys with a big heavy machine gun.
That's true, yeah.
And he did take that guy's head off with a machete.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, yeah. So
but I feel in like three, he like cut off four guys' heads in a row with a Bowie knife.
With the butt of a gun.
Yeah, like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade. Sully just swung his knife.
Back on your bed. Come on.
He's talking to the dog, once again, just to be clear.
Come on. Sorry. Apparently my brother's dogs go mental.
When they hear the dog shaking, when they hear the dog rattling, it's collar, yeah.
Come on. Good girl. You're all right. You've got a fine attitude.
We can hang out later, dog. We actually can't because I'm going to work. That's a trick, but you don't understand. But I'm going to assume, like, I'm going to make it seem like we're going to hang out later.
Sure.
You're going to get real excited, then I'm going to leave and go to work.
You're like a deadbeat dad.
That's right, yeah.
I'll pick you up later. All right, what were we saying?
Cats in the cradle of a silver spoon.
We should probably do a different topic, I guess. Or are we still doing this Rambo thing?
Now let's talk about a different
next
thing.
News.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow sequel is happening.
Whoa!
Doug Liman says
all this news is so spooky.
I know, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Weird. What a coincidence! It's a sequel and that's a prequel, and it's going to revolutionize. There's another word I can't say. I just found out how people make sequels. It really will. That's
because
what
it's
says.
A prequel.
Yes.
So just make a prequel.
We've already had a prequel sequel. It's called Temple of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, that's excite you.
Yes.
Cool. Edge of Tomorrow's all right,
isn't
it?
Is it just going to be Emily Blunt's storyline, I guess?
Well, it depends. Like, maybe Tom Cruise has still got magic powers and he can go back. Because Tom Cruise is in it.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
so
right.
So maybe he's back in the past.
Okay, sure,
and,
yeah.
And whatever. Because an alien got exploded into his face or something.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like that movie?
I did a lot, yeah.
Yeah. The time travel stuff's a bit wonky when you kind of think about it for any length of time. And you know, at the end, everything kind of resets before.
Look, I feel that... It works in the sense that the rules are established. You know, you've gotten this, you've been covered in alien goo, so you can go back to the time you got, you know.
Only one person or alien can time travel as well at a time.
And you've got one, like you go back one day.
Yeah.
Until, but don't get a blood transfusion because then you'll lose the powers.
Right.
So that's, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Fair enough. Well, I just like seeing Tom Cruise just get murdered again and again. Yeah, it's not because I hate Tom Cruise. Uh-huh. He seems very charming and affable and not insane.
And there's all, well, you've gone a little far there. You've gone a little Tom Cruise there in the sense what you've said is insane.
Sure.
But no, I think it was good. And he plays being killed repeatedly quite well.
He does. Yeah.
He's, so yeah, I'm looking, yeah. I would have long requested a sequel or a prequel to that. So
yeah. It'd be interesting
not
to
a prequel.
See.
I've never requested a prequel. I don't know why I'd say that.
It'll be interesting to see how well it does.
Tom Cruise there.
Yeah. How well it does considering the first one did not do super well.
Huh.
Like in hindsight, people are like, this is an amazing film and everyone should go and see it. But it didn't it didn't do that well. And I think it was off the back of Oblivion where people were like, oh, another Tom Cruise bloody sci-fi.
I was in a bookshop the other day.
Interesting, though. That's right. Go on.
No, wait, no, I'm cool. I wasn't looking at the real books. I was looking at the graphic novels.
Okay, good.
And they had All You Need Is Kill, which is the
yes.
graphic novel that Edge of Tomorrow was based on.
Yeah.
But at no point, like, it's like this year's version, but it doesn't say
really
was turned into a movie featuring Tom Cruise and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't
mention it's not insane.
Right, yeah. It doesn't say that at all. So
okay.
Are people trying to distance themselves from that movie? Because I thought
good
it was
question.
Good.
Yeah, no, well, it obviously did well enough. At least reception-wise, that they're
doing
moving
it all,
forward
yeah.
with it. Yeah. Very exciting, Mason.
Do you have any more scary news?
Oh, I do. Justice League Dark movie?
Oh, the scariest version of Justice League there is.
It's called Dark Universe.
Wait, is it the scariest version of Justice League there is?
Well, it depends. Like, sometimes there's a weird alternate evil dimension.
Evil dimension one. Justice League Europe could probably get us killed through just...
Yeah. Eating a weird food.
Eating a weird food,
a
maybe.
A brioche.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Mm. Yeah, that might be, I guess. There's a zombies and... Plant Man.
Justice League Elite was a limited series that I feel didn't get its due. I think
why are they so spooky though?
They're like the Black Ops division.
Okay.
It's like some cool dudes.
So, anyone of note?
There is Green Arrow is on the team.
Right.
Because he's like, I'm
sorry, I said anyone of note.
Oh, sorry.
No,
the Flash is on the team in a different costume because he's the only superhero fast enough to be on both teams at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
like
pretty
that.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a good trick. I'm sure that's in the trade paperback at this point. Everybody should track that down, I think.
I will then.
But it's a little bit like...
What you've said to me, though, two of these members are just regular Justice League
members. Oh, there's also Major Disaster who could cause natural disasters.
Love it.
There is... Sister Superior is a cyborg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cyborg.
This is from the 90s, I assume, then.
No, this is from like 2006 or something.
But this is well past cyborg era.
I know,
the
right?
The peak of cyborg madness.
Right?
Yeah.
Other people.
Everyone was a cyborg in the 90s. Every new character was
a
cyborg.
You were either a cyborg or you had a lot of pouches.
Yes.
So potentially you were either a cyborg or you had like those weird metal bands around your arm.
Right.
Like
right.
A series of concentric metal rings. So you could have, maybe you're a
maybe
cyborg,
you were.
Maybe not. Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Doug Liman is also directing this one. I know, right? And he says, he's made a bold claim and he says, when Warner Brothers want to sort of turn the comic
Doug
book...
Doug Graveman. I'm going to do my best to give everybody a spooky Simpsons Treehouse of Horror style name.
I love it.
Mr. Sunday Murders.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He said that when Warner Brothers wants to turn the comic book genre on its head, they call me. So that's a bold statement. People are like, maybe you should just... Make a good movie instead.
Sure,
instead of trying to turn it on its head.
No, we'll turn the genre on its head and see what happens.
Absolutely.
It's like removing the couch cushions and looking for change.
Oh, that's good.
You know
isn't
what
it?
I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find $1 million.
My friend Barry used to do that when we were in London.
Oh, the great man.
You know
man.
Barry. He's a great man. And he used, because he had no money, so every morning he'd kind of go through the couch to get enough money to get on the tube to go to work.
How many times did he think that would work in any given week?
I think I saw him do it at least 4 times and he always found money.
In a week?
Yeah, it would have been maybe. And a lot of the time I'd be like, I'm fairly certain that's mine. But what do you do? It's in the couch. I can't.
Yeah, that's true. It's fair game. Were you his... Like his subway fairy, like his London Underground fairy, where not in that way,
right.
But in the sense of like instead of the tooth fairy,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh Barry, he's always looking for money for the tube, so he puts some money in the couch for
right,
him to find.
You're probably not right. One time he's like, hey, do you want to go get some chicken for lunch? And I'm like, sure. And we go up there, and he's like, oh, I don't have any money. I'm like, you're a prick.
Yeah.
Because I was also very broke.
Oh, no, I understand.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Warner Brothers. Yeah. So. Turn the genre on its head. Do you think that's something that someone should say? Or do you think they should just be like, I'm going to give it a go. See what happens.
Nah, just roll with it.
Yeah,
just say that I'm going to turn the genre on its head. Why not?
I like the confidence.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Like that.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll see.
Mm.
The Uncharted movie.
Oh yes.
No, that's not the right response.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
that's moving forward.
Yes.
Sean Levy is apparently going to be directing.
Sean Levy, more like Sean Livy, more like Deddy.
Sean Deddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got. Yeah. Okay.
Sean Levy, this mortal coil, because he's dead.
He's directed episodes of Stranger Things, Night of the Museum, and Real Steel, the one where Hugh Jackman teaches a robot to love and box.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So apparently there's a big push forward. The Uncharted movie's happening. Are you excited? Even though it was already happening, but it kind of stopped for a bit. Mark Wahlberg was going to be Nathan Drake, and everyone was like, he's too short and broad.
Yeah.
You need a yeah. Nolan North or a...
So despite all those things, and additionally, every video game movie's bad.
Yes.
And... there's a lot of story in those games that'll probably get truncated and cut to pieces.
Yep.
And they probably won't capture the spirit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still excited. Why not?
Great.
Yeah.
Who would you cast? I said this on Twitter and you can't say Nathan Fillion. Everybody wants Nathan Fillion.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not against Nathan Fillion. He's great.
I feel he's too broad as well.
Too broad? There you go. He's out.
He's too broad and too sort of blonde-ish.
He's not blonde.
No, but he's sort of kind of... He's
you can dye a man's hair.
He's auburn. Yeah, but he wouldn't look right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Zac Efron. I don't know.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Who are you thinking?
I don't know.
You've got some... I'm sure there's some Disney Channel guy, some no-name guy.
No, I don't think you can do that. I think you got to get like a Bradley Cooper or a Chris Pratt or someone like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, not Chris Pratt. There's too much
He's too
Chris
broad.
Pratt. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd watch Bradley Cooper in that role.
Okay, great. Done.
Yeah. He'd have to be more trim though.
Okay. You know what I mean? More like a wedge of cheese.
Yeah, like a wedge like an old timey man.
He's a trim man. What are you talking about? Right. And Nathan Drake's not like crazy ripped. He's just dude in one of those weird 3/4 length T-shirts.
He's in a Henley. He's a Henley man. You're right. Yeah. So no, that's true. I guess it would attract a lot of action stars who don't want to get super ripped again.
Exactly.
So maybe Bradley. Yeah, maybe Bradley. Yeah. Cooper.
You just need to kind of have like Bruce Willis's Die Hard physique. That's
yeah, sure, absolutely.
That's the extent
of
it. Yeah. There we go. Great. S.J. Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
She will direct the first two episodes of The Defenders.
Defenders of the Earth. Defenders. Out of the sky, his rockets ignite. Gets into battle light faster than light.
Flash Gordon.
Lord of the jungle, the hero who stalks. The beasts call him brother, the ghost who walks.
Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders.
She's also directed Jessica Jones and Dexter.
Very good.
Yeah, so good guess.
What season of Dexter?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, even in the bad seasons of Dexter, which is from like 2 onwards, 2 to 15, uh-huh. How many they did. They are good episodes.
Yeah,
in that,
absolutely.
In that
yeah.
show.
And it's very, like, it's a very visceral kind of.
From the stabbing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What was her name again?
S.J. Clarkson.
Yeah. S.J. I don't have one. Maybe I'll think of one later.
What about, you need to, spooky, and then there's a word starting with J. It's also Halloween related.
Sure.
I'm helping you. And then Clarkson. I'm not good at this. This is as far as I can get.
No, we did well there.
Okay, good.
Just spooky J. Clarkson. There we go. In a way, the spookiest name of all. Because you don't know what the J stands for.
You don't. Know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. So they...
Jack-o'-lantern. Spooky Jack-o'-lantern Clarkson.
So she's, like I said, Jessica Jones. So she's obviously familiar with the universe. And they also announced this, though. I've been working on a video for a few weeks. I keep pushing back on the Netflix series.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they must have already said this because I've already recorded it and it's included that they've done eight episodes, that it's going to be 8 episodes, but they've come out and said it again. And now it's.
The Defenders will be 8 episodes.
The Defenders will be 8, which is great.
You like that. You like that idea a lot.
Yes.
But at the same time, I feel like. This is the one that has every member of the team on it.
So you need 13.
I would like 13, yeah?
That's fair.
That being said, if you want it to be like all out action or
yeah, that's what I mean. Just
maybe,
tight 8, man.
Right. Okay, sure.
And that makes me think maybe more of them will hopefully be 8,
uh-huh.
Which makes me think, because we're getting 3 next year. We're getting Punisher, this, and...
Iron Fist.
Mm. So, and if you have them like, you know, if you do... Less episodes means more bloody, more series.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to upset the OCD in me. In the sense that the first couple have 13 episodes each. And
so you'd rather just sit through episodes you don't want to watch?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't stop you, Mason.
Every Netflix series in future must have 13 episodes.
Every season of everything?
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. Mason, there's
no,
been...
no, you know what? Once we get to an even number of series, you can switch over.
You're one of those people that have to have the TV on an even number.
I used to be. But yeah. And the radio in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I don't care.
Yeah.
I just
you're a madman.
I just forced my way out of it.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You broke your brain to do it, but you've
yeah,
done
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Well, clearly, I thought I was just like, I'm home free. I'm a free man. I can just... I can turn the radio to 13. I don't care. It's uneven and it's unlucky, but I can do it.
And it's spooky.
But now it's just transferred to Netflix episode numbers apparently. So I'll never be free of it.
Energy never goes away, Mason. It just transfers. It's the same with weird OCDs.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
That's right.
All right. Well, we got some interesting Deadpool 2 news.
We did, yeah.
Now, Mason, if you want an extensive look at this, I've done a video on it. It's about 10 or so minutes long, and it takes you through the history of how they made the Deadpool movie. And what's happened
probably
in the
wrote
new
a script.
One. Yeah, there was a bit of that, actually.
Wrote a script.
Yep.
Cast some people.
Yeah, that happened.
Ryan Reynolds was there.
He was in it.
Director.
Yep.
Special
got a director.
Effects.
They had the special effects.
Jokes.
Yes. Yeah, there were jokes.
We did it.
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah, you don't have to watch it. That's it.
It's good, right?
Yeah. But if you want that with pictures, that's on my YouTube channel.
Nice.
I can link it below.
The dog's coming at me in the spookiest way possible.
Get back on your bed, man. Well, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Come up here, dog.
Okay.
Minimal movement because of the jangling, dog.
Because of the jangling.
There
could take the collar off, but then I won't be able to identify her.
That's right, in a police lineup.
All dogs look the same. All right, what do we got here? So Deadpool 2, the director has left the project.
Didn't we discuss this last
week? No, it's spooky.
Oh!
Because I
knew that last week.
Yeah, no, there's more information.
Oh!
And so there was talk.
That's what
didn't
I feared.
Did we talk
new
about it last week?
Yeah, we did.
I'm fairly certain we didn't.
Maybe in real life.
Yeah, we definitely talked about it in real life.
Exclusive.
Yeah. I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to bring up last week's episode to see if we did. But anyway, the reason was talk of a budget. That was one of the rumors.
Okay, sure.
That he wanted a budget of triple the amount of the first one.
Which was like still...
Which was like 58 or 68 million
okay, right.
or something like that. It wasn't a lot.
Uh-huh.
And...
But he's immediately gone to way too much.
Yeah. And I don't think that's actually true because the director that he is, and I've put a whole lot of some of his old interviews where he's like, I don't want it for the first Deadpool.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's like, when I do a sequel, I don't want to just have $160 million
for
no reason.
And he's gone for more than $160 million there.
I just think that would be a strange... I don't know. I just don't know whether that's
spooky.
True. Spooky.
It'd
but I
the spooky revelation.
I do believe though. Another rumor was that they had different ideas, and I think that's basically what it's come down to.
Yeah, I think so too.
He wanted like a stylized kind of flip it on its head, mate. Flip the comic book genre on its head.
It's about damn time. I'm sorry, darn time.
I'm looking through last week. No, we did talk about it last week.
Yes.
You're right. I apologize.
I remembered a thing that happened on the podcast.
You've never remembered anything.
That's right.
Yeah, man. But
well, what? Who am I and what have I done with Nick Mason? Spooky twist.
Spooky twist.
I'm a pod person.
Yeah. So he had a different... He wanted to do a super stylized kind of version.
Okay.
And Ryan Reynolds...
What does that even mean?
Exactly. And Ryan Reynolds and the two writers want to do... The same two writers want to do pretty much the same thing with all the jokes and the gags
and
do a kind of really low, you know, kind of low production.
Yeah.
Well, relatively speaking, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to see the same Deadpool movie.
Me neither.
Again, though. Like, I liked it. I didn't love it. I'm like, yeah, it's good. But as I said in the video, like, to me, when Deadpool's like, look at my dick, look at it. Like, that's not funny to me.
Sure,
do you know what
okay,
I mean?
Right, yeah.
And I know crass humor is fine. It can be very funny. But that, to me, is the least interesting aspect of that character.
Yeah.
I like the meta stuff. I like the crazy action.
Yeah.
And action and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And I feel also, like, what appeals to me in terms of Deadpool is I don't necessarily know what he's going to do next. Or
yes.
I don't know what his sense of humor is going to be in this issue kind
of
thing.
Yeah,
so if it's going to be exactly the same, it's going to be like, look at my dick.
You know? I mean, we'll look,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want it... I don't want Deadpool movies to be Ryan Reynolds' new body switch comedy.
Yeah.
It's just the same over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's going to get tired real quick.
But again, I'm not a Deadpool super fan.
No, me neither.
So maybe everybody's like... Maybe the Deadpool superfans are like, do this exactly the same, but with a different villain and different X-Men guest stars that he can mock.
Sure.
Maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of, Cable's still going to be turning up, and that's another point of contention.
Yes.
Apparently, Miller wanted Kyle Chandler, who's
from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
right.
Who's great, but his version clashes with... I'm presuming everyone else wanted like a Ron Perlman or a Stephen Lang or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I can see why, because... I can't picture Kyle Chandler in that role. That being said,
When most people say Kyle Chandler, I immediately picture comedian Carl Chandler.
Carl Chandler, almost sure. From then Little Dum Dum Club.
Then I have to switch out. Yeah,
sure,
to,
absolutely.
But look, maybe if you'd made... Again, make him real broad.
Yeah, sure.
He can get broad.
I think so. Or wear like a suit or whatever.
Wear the concentric steel rings around his
exactly.
arm. Maybe he's a cyborg. Maybe he's not.
Yeah.
Put some dirt on him.
Yeah, I think it's...
Lighten the hair up. Put a little grey in it. I don't know.
But I found an interview where he talks about casting Cable and he talks about the specific kind of Cable that he wants.
Yep.
And I'll link that below in my video, Mason. You can check
it
out.
Very good.
There's been a petition to get... Quentin Tarantino in. What do you think about that?
A Deadpool?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing that happen.
Do you think he'd do it?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
If you sold it to him as...
Let's do whatever you want.
Or if you sold him as like, remember superhero movies from the 70s? You give him Superman.
Or like old
Captain America
right.
stuff or like I don't know. Like those old 70s Spider-Man TV movies.
So you find something that he loves.
That he can latch onto and then he can do a riff on it.
Okay, fair enough.
I think he might do it, yeah.
Do you think though, because Ryan Reynolds is a big creative part of this movie, do you think they could work well together? Because they've got very specific ideas of filmmaking. I don't know whether that would mesh.
Here's the thing. Ultimately, it doesn't matter where you put Deadpool. Remember those issues of Deadpool where he goes back just to that 1960s Spider-Man
Love
era
it, yeah.
and it's ridiculous. And he's like, why has everybody got weird hair and Argyle vests? What's going on? Put it in the 70s. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. We don't know when his origin was set.
Right.
But just have it.
Well, he can time travel as well, can't he?
Yeah, exactly.
He can dimensional jump and time travel. He can do. Yeah, that's the thing. You can do literally anything with Deadpool.
Yep.
Why would you just make the same movie again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm on board with Tarantino now.
Okay, that's not going to happen, but all
right. Yeah, all right. Well, then I'm going to be disappointed with whatever the actual result is, so that's great.
John Wick co-director David Leitch.
Leitch.
L-E-I-T-C-H. Is that Leitch? I don't know.
How to say it again?
L-E-I-T-C-H.
Well, that way I've got David Leitch,
yeah,
which is a spooky insect
is a spooky.
That could leech you. Or David Litch, which is like an undead wizard.
Oh, right. So like the Lich King.
I've double nailed that.
Very
an amazing
good.
Nickname I've given him.
Man, you're good at this.
Thank you.
I wish every week was Halloween so you could do these great jokes.
Me too. I wish every week was Halloween because these could pass as jokes. And then wouldn't have to do anything. I wouldn't have to think at all.
Good stuff. Well, Mason, before we get on to the spooky thing we're going to talk about.
Wait, what about
week,
David Leitch? What happened?
Oh, yeah. He's apparently in talks.
For Deadpool?
Yeah.
Okay, two. Great. All right.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Deadpool 2, just the same Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'd be disappointed if it was the same thing. Anyway, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size, and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day and now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away, and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet.
All right, now, because it's Halloween, apparently.
Yes.
Well, especially when this episode comes out, it's going to be dead on Halloween.
Yes, it is.
Dead on. Mason. So we thought we'd talk about a thing that's spooky-ish, I guess, and we're going to take a look into the near future or the present day, where it might also be the future.
Maybe it's the far future.
Maybe it's
sometimes.
The far future.
Maybe it's present day, but you're locked underground on a bike. You know what I mean? You're just pedaling on a bike. But maybe it's the far, maybe it's the future, maybe it's now. Who's to say? You don't know, because I never leave the room with the
That's
bike.
That's right. The world where society is a phone, or is in your brain, and your brain's also
sometimes
a phone.
Sometimes your brain's the phone. Oh, but sometimes society's the phone.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
We're going to specifically talk about season 3 and spoil that.
Yeah, but we'll probably also touch on
If you're interested in Black Mirror, don't listen to any of this.
Sure,
I'll put a time code in so you can skip over it.
Hopefully we've provided you with enough spooktacular news content.
Correct.
To enjoy this week.
Yeah, that was nearly 30 minutes or so. We're doing all right. But
Nailing it. Like into a coffin.
Or a Dracula's heart or head.
Yeah.
You'd put one in his head as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I would.
Yeah, traditionally, you stake him.
Yeah.
That doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
Then you cut their head off.
Yep.
And then you fill like the head stump and the neck stump with cloves of garlic.
Right.
And then you probably have to wait till the next new moon or something and then die.
Okay. Well, that's too much, obviously. And you have to go to the supermarket.
And also that would kill a regular person as well.
Yes, it certainly would.
It's not like this mystical thing will only kill Dracula's. No, it'll kill literally anyone.
All right. So 6 episodes landed on Netflix.
They did.
So this is the third season. Mm-hmm. If you don't count the Christmas special, which you shouldn't, I guess.
On Netflix, that is on season 2.
It's at the tail end of that. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through each episode individually, kind of give a bit of a breakdown, what we thought.
Yep.
Whether we thought the future was the phone or the society was the phone or yep. what was the phone. We'll let you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just give a kind of our thoughts in general on this show, which is pretty generally spectacular all around. That being said, were you that impressed with season three? That being said, were you not that impressed with season three?
Look, for me, Black Mirror has always been a mixed bag.
All spoilers, by the way.
Oh, absolutely all spoilers. Look, when I watched the first episode of Black Mirror, like the first one, I went in completely blind. I didn't know anything about it. People were like, don't watch it. Don't do any research. Yeah. Just watch it. And I'm like, this is amazing. This is spectacular. Yeah. This is the new Fight Club, man.
This is spooktacular,
this
you
is
said.
Spooktacular. Yeah. You know, and then I'm like, hey, everyone I know, you should all watch Black Mirror. And then the second episode came out and I'm like, oh, maybe I've made a
mistake.
What was
that one? White Bear?
No, the first episode was the National Anthem,
which
is set present day.
And also horrifying.
Yes.
It's the most horrifying one.
And the second one was 15 Million Merits, which is the episode set in what is probably a dystopian future where everybody has to cycle on bikes all the time.
I didn't mind that one.
For no specified reason, except if you earn enough merits, you get to sing on a pop idol kind of show and then maybe become famous and you don't have to
Rupert Everett is
and then
there.
That's right, and you don't have to live in the bicycle world anymore, but sometimes you have to live in a little box that is filled with
adverts,
screens for pornos. Yeah, and then you have to but then you have to pay to skip them, but then maybe you just eat garbage.
Sure.
And you earn all the money and then you
Spookiest stuff for me isn't like the far future weird bicycle world one, which I don't hate. I don't actually think there's a bad episode of this. I think they range from like, that's okay, pretty good, to incredible.
Right.
That's my personal
opinion. I feel that, in my experience anyway, if I can't buy into the world, I will not enjoy the episode. And for me, it's this... If they were doing something other than cycling,
right?
Or there was a reason they were cycling.
Wii Sports.
Yeah, they were doing Wii Sports. Okay. But like, I guess the implication is they're powering something.
Yeah,
like it's man powered, a generator to keep them alive or something like that. But the amount of energy you would expend to cycle and keep the lights on or whatever,
would
not get as much energy from eating.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Sure, okay.
It wouldn't be sustainable, and people would.
Well, I also presumed it was just a way to kind of keep people in check, just to be kind of like, this will give you something to do. And that's the thing, we don't actually know in that episode what it is, or if there is an outside, or if it's Earth, or if they're on a spaceship, or when it's set, or whatever, I don't know.
I'm going to say future Earth.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It felt just kind of sub-Hunger Games to me.
Okay, fair enough.
I read an article, we should break this down, I think, because it's Black Mirror is kind of the Twilight Zone of today.
Yes.
In the sense that some episodes have twists, some don't.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, if you've watched enough of these, you immediately start going, or M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You go, what's the twist
what's
here?
What's the thing?
And you immediately start watching. I read an article and it's called The Case Against Black Mirror. It was on Vulture. And it's about someone who doesn't like Black Mirror, Catherine Van Arendonk.
Right. More like Catherine Van Helsing.
Nice, got her. Got her. Black Mirror, she says basically, you know, there are a lot of reasons to like Black Mirror, but Black Mirror relies on the illusion of depth. It's all about bombshells, astonishing disclosures. It's a format that capitalizes on the audience feeling like they've discovered something important. So, and essentially, you know, like, what you discover is that some aspect of humanity or technology is bad.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, okay, here's the world. They've pushed this piece of technology too far.
Yeah.
Everything is terrible. You think maybe we're going to take a left turn out of it, but then surprise, it's even worse than you thought. Like, that's every episode.
Sure, yeah, fair enough.
And that's probably true, but I don't think that ruins... ruin your enjoyment of... Like, it's like watching like a murder mystery or like a police procedural. Every police procedural is exactly the same.
Yes.
There's a murder, the cops show up, they do some quips over the body.
Yep.
Then they take the body to the medical examiner. There's some more quips over the body.
Yeah.
Then all the evidence points to someone in particular. That doesn't pan out. Then somebody has a revelation about, like a genius revelation about who the real killer is. They explain it to the boss and the boss is like, in English. And then they explain it again. And then there's a foot chase and somebody is either arrested or shot or falls off a roof.
Yeah. And it's normally a guy that you saw stacking crates.
Exactly,
like an inconsequential kind of character.
Yeah,
you're like, how could that possibly?
Exactly.
How could I put that together?
But when you go through that, it sounds unenjoyable.
Yeah,
and in truth,
and it is.
In a way, but also like a murder mystery. Like a well-crafted murder mystery, all the clues are going to be there
yeah.
to who it is. And you can love murder mysteries and go in and immediately start going, who's that guy? What's that guy's deal? Who might have a motive? Look at that in the corner. What, you know, all the clues.
Right.
You can enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel absolutely. It's the same with Black Mirror. Like, especially like now, by the time we're at season 3, every single second of that I'm like, that person's got to, you know.
That person's a mind phone ghost or something.
Exactly. But like every moment you're like, okay, this is a clue.
Yes.
Here's this revelation. I have a feeling, you know, that's going to play in later.
Did you find that you predicted most of these going
yes.
through it? Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough.
In fact, we'll talk about it later, but there's one I saw you yesterday and I hadn't finished watching Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And I was up to a certain episode and I'm like, I'm up to this episode and I'm like, is it going to be Syrian refugees?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, basically Syrian refugees, yeah, that episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into it then.
Okay, you want to do episode by episode?
Yeah, let's do episode by episode. Let's do Nosedive.
Before we get started.
Right.
I'm pretty sure a friend, I don't know who exactly it is, but I think a friend of mine is doing on Twitter, he's at Black Mirror Eps.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He's doing fake Black Mirror episodes that may happen in the future.
Do you want to save them for the end?
I'll read out a few at the end. They're pretty good, yeah.
I love, they're great.
Uh-huh.
Remind us, listeners, if we forget, please, because they're very good. So Nosedive, I think it's an okay episode, but for me, I'm like, oh, this is a bit, they've kind of watered down this whole thing a bit, haven't they?
Now, this is the one, this is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in a near future world.
Yes.
Or a far future world.
Yeah, it's not really, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Nearish.
And it's a world in which everybody can rate everybody on every aspect of their interactions.
Yes.
Every photo you put online can be rated by basically anyone.
Yep.
Any conversation you have can be rated, any transaction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it affects an overall score you have.
Yeah.
And that marks like what level you are in society.
Where are you in there?
If you're 4.5 and above,
yep.
You're flying high.
The upper echelons.
Your upper echelons. Below that, you're an average
garbage.
Person. Yeah, you're garbage, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
See, your life is fine, but you're also obsessed with this status.
Absolutely.
And you feel like your life is garbage.
See, I feel for this one, for the scariest ones for me are the ones where I'm like, there's an element of truth to that I think could come true. But this, even if it did happen, I can't imagine giving a fuck. Like, do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, okay,
like,
sure.
Like,
yeah.
Who cares if somebody wasn't happy that, you know, that you didn't tip them at Subway or whatever, do you know what I mean? Like, and you should always tip at Subway, Mason. If you do, I don't know. I don't go to Subway. But
I've recently had a Subway renaissance. I love the meatball sub at Subway.
They all taste the same. They're garbage. That's all garbage food.
No, how dare you?
Unless they want to sponsor us, in which case,
it's totally fresh, edible. Baby.
It's fine. It doesn't all taste the same.
Mm.
That bread is real bread. Believe it.
It depends on what time of day you get there. It's a nice fresh bread. It's doing all right.
It's barely bread.
What are we talking about?
Sawdust and chalk and water.
Now, in this reality, I would have rated you very low for your opinions on Subway.
And I wouldn't care, Mason.
I think you would, though.
You reckon?
We were talking about this earlier. Do you feel, because this is still being created by Charlie Brooker and produced by him, and there's British episodes, there's British-centric episodes, there's American-centric episodes with all American cast or all British cast.
Yeah.
Do you think any of this series has been Americanized?
Yes.
And by Americanized, I mean sanitized.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's not like, I'm not saying that the American culture is a sanitized culture who you can't handle this kind of stuff, but I think this is, that's, I guess, for lack of a better word, yeah, some of them are more kind of watered down than others.
I feel that there's an episode, this one at the start.
Yep.
It's like she gets, our character, our hero gets into bad situations, but ultimately, yeah, there's a kind of a positive outcome
her. And that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. And there's also like a mid-season episode where I feel they've gone, okay, if we keep going in this dip, in this nosedive, if you will,
sure,
everybody's going to kill themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
All our audience are going to kill
but
themselves.
But that one I actually
or
did.
Stop watching, which is worse.
Sure.
In a Black Mirror future, what, killing yourself isn't as bad as
stop
people not
stop
watching your show.
Yeah. But I think, you're talking about 4, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
But I think that one did a better job of having a positive outcome.
Okay. Right.
And also there are also horrific implications behind it at the same time.
I also like this episode.
No, me too. I liked
it. Because Like initially, like and again, I think we mentioned Mallory Ortberg, who used to write for The Toast, did an episode, did an article called Next Week on Black Mirror, and it's just about how it's always Christmas and everybody's being murdered and it's all television's fault and it's a very funny takedown, and this kind of felt like, and in fact one of the episodes we can talk about, she actually in one of her articles. She said, what if phones, but too much?
Yeah.
And that was actually taken and put into an episode that we'll get to a little bit later.
Okay, cool.
By Charlie Brooker. He's like, this is funny. But again, like with all these takedowns that have happened of Black Mirror for like the last year or so, I went in this episode going, oh, yeah, it's well, you're rated in real life.
Right.
Who cares? Like I had that same attitude. Sure. But as the episode progressed, I'm like, no, this could happen. This,
right.
I kind of feel it could.
But it'd be something you'd voluntarily sign up for.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if we reach an era where corporations have a lot of power.
Yeah.
And they do.
Sure.
We're there now.
Right.
But if they get more, what if eventually every corporation buys into this?
Mm.
And they're like, look, okay, well, we don't want to sell our product to somebody who's, you know, we don't want to rent a car to somebody who's no good.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Who will trash the car. So we are going hard and fast on these ratings.
Right. But I think it could also go the other way, where there'd be value in people who don't do it or have low ratings intentionally.
Yeah, okay.
So it'd be like people who are subverting the system or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I mean? You know, there's like different kinds of music, you know, on you know different.
I disagree. It's Hall & Oates or nothing, baby, to me.
Do you know what I mean? Like you've got the bad boys of rap or whatever, and you know what I'm saying.
You have not listened to any rap in some time.
No, do you know what I mean? You've got
yeah.
you've got gang warfare, then you've got, you know, you've got ABBA. Do you know what I mean?
Like yeah. I know, I understand,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Mm. One of those I probably know more about than the other. But God, I hate ABBA though. I think they're no good. So yeah, I don't think this is a possible future, which is why I'm just kind of like, yeah, it's a good story and I enjoy it, and Bryce Dallas Howard's great, and but I found the end where she's just shouting her speech covered in mud. A bit kind of like, it's a bit heavy-handed, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, it's kind of like, maybe we'll be okay. Maybe we don't need society or something, uh-huh. you know, at the end, because they're insulting each other. But maybe it was the realest interactions he's ever had, Mason.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I feel it's a slippery slope we could actually get to.
Okay.
eBay sellers can't provide negative feedback anymore. They're at the mercy of the buyers.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
Mm.
I think it would take a couple of laws to be passed to be like, okay, your score is now, it actually impacts your life and your reality.
Well, I guess in a way it is a bit like that in terms of like your credit rating and all that kind of stuff. So
social credit rating.
Yeah. There you go, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. It's a real thing.
That's right.
We should all be worried.
Mm.
Yeah. And look, it's me of all people, I guess I shouldn't be like, I'm not worried about this because I literally live or die by whether my stuff does
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You live in a world where somebody could be like, that video was copyright infringement, and then all of a sudden you don't eat. Yeah, you're in jail where they don't feed you. That's what I meant. You didn't let me finish. You're in no food jail. You can only play basketball and make shivs.
That sounds all right.
But you can say whatever you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Society won't get me then.
That's right.
All right. Well, anything else about nosedive? We've got to kind of move through these, so we should probably do another one.
It was a very pastel world. Maybe you didn't buy it because everybody was wearing pastel
no,
all the time.
No, it's not that. Yeah, it's not even that I didn't buy it. I was just kind of like, I don't care about this.
Oh, fair enough.
I got this future.
Okay,
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, but it was fine.
Yep.
Playtest, I also
didn't care about.
Yeah, and you know what? I liked the main guy.
Yep.
He was very good in it.
Uh-huh.
But then basically it starts off where he goes in, he goes into playtest a virtual reality video
Actually,
game.
You know what? I did have a thought about Nosedive.
Go.
Maybe the reason I was on board with the episode or why I felt it was more intense than it was is because she spends a lot of time driving and I was in constant fear she was going to get in a car accident.
Right, right.
Which is one of my great fears in one of these shows.
Instead, she fell in a bog,
She
mate.
Fell in a bog, exactly. Because in these worlds, everybody's disposable, essentially.
Yeah.
You make us like the character, then you kill him.
Yeah, that does happen a lot.
Anyway, play test.
Yeah. So it's a guy who's traveling the world, and he doesn't seem like he's too much into society or whatever.
No.
He's on the fringes
yeah.
in a way, and he seems like a good dude, but he loves a bit of gaming. So he goes into play test a video game, and he goes into a virtual reality horror game, but then it turns out he's in 50 layers of so he's just constantly thinking he's coming out of it.
This is the episode where we were missing a twist, but Charlie Brooker said, what if phones but too much?
Yeah.
And he added that extra layer. So that's actually true.
Right.
So Yeah, this is what I was talking about earlier. This is an episode where as soon as we hear the conceit, as soon as we learn of the piece of technology that's coming in, I'm like, okay, at what point is he in the virtual reality?
Yes.
Like, how many layers are we going to go back?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it turns out in the end he was in there for 0.4 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's a point for me. I was like, really? Like, that's
the power of the mind.
That's the power of the mind, is it? Because he came out the first time and he's like, he was only in there for a second or whatever.
That was also the virtual world.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But, like, that's not a big jump for me to be like, no, he wasn't in there for a second. He was actually in there for 0.4 seconds. Okay. Like, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter.
Did you like the main character? Did you sympathize
with him? Yeah, I absolutely did. And I really liked the Halloween spooky room.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I liked that until he kept coming out of it.
Right, okay,
like,
sure.
And it was terrifying where his fear was that he'd lose his mental capacity like his father. Uh-huh. And then you think the game fries his brain. Uh-huh. And so they go to lock him up and they're like, ah, chuck him with the others. But yep. Then he wakes up and then he goes back to see his mother and his mother's lost her mental capacity.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up again and then it turns out that it just killed him.
Right.
Like, in the end, his phone went off and he died.
I was going to say, I was speaking to a friend of mine last night and she was like, I like Black Mirror, but a lot of the time I can't buy into these things because I just don't care about the characters.
Okay, sure.
And for her, like, this guy was just like, I don't like him and I don't care if he lives or dies. Okay. So to that extent.
No, I liked him.
Look, I like the escalation of the horror elements in this.
Yes, me too.
Like, the first time it's a little spider, second time it's his school bully.
Yeah.
And then it's the spider with the face of his school bully, and then it's a metaphysical fear.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
No, me too. Mm. It was when he kept waking up to me that was just like, all right.
Yeah.
Come on.
And also, one thing that I feel that I didn't buy to right at the end was where it turned out he was killed because his phone interfered with...
Yeah, that's poor tech.
And also, she took the phone into the room.
She did too, yeah.
Yeah, and he switched... Like, in fairness, she was supposed to switch it off.
Yeah.
But then he switched it back on again.
Mm.
Why do you bring it in the room? Why do you bring it into a room where that interference has been shown to kill people before?
Had it killed people before? Did they
I
mention
think
that?
So.
Yeah. Or was that in
one of the virtual worlds?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Mm.
But they were surprised that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is...
What do you think of this Hideo Kojima style?
Yeah, he was
game
good.
Developer.
I liked him.
Right?
Yeah, he was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think this is that. I don't believe anything either where you put something on your temples and you go into a virtual world as well. Like, maybe that'll be a thing that'll happen. It probably will be, but I can't buy that. Uh-huh. Especially when this was set today. It seemed like today.
Right, okay,
or
sure.
Just around the corner, Mason. Mm. Yeah. I'm complaining, but I love this show and I still enjoyed these two episodes.
But it's fun to nitpick, isn't it?
It sure is, Mason.
Yeah.
Just tear down someone's work who's infinitely better than my own.
Look,
who I massively
respect. Maybe you should rate all these episodes on how much of society was a phone in these.
Sure.
So for the first one, how much of society was a phone, do you
probably
think?
A 3.
Out of?
5?
3 out of 5. Okay, what about this new one? The second one.
Maybe
2. Maybe society was, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a 2 out of 5 as in I didn't
like it. I'm not explaining what this rating system means.
You just how much it was
you
a phone.
You just got to know how much of society was a phone.
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't that much of a phone in this one, was it?
I think so, yeah.
In the third episode, though, are you done with that one?
Let me think.
I'm excited by the idea of virtual reality. I think it's cool, but I think this generation of virtual reality is botched.
What do you
They've
think?
Botched it.
Yeah, well, because there's too many.
You'd
think it'd be just a wireless headset,
but
it's not. There's battery packs and cables. That's they don't sell you on that when you see the ad for it.
And you need a console and whatever, which I understand.
Yeah.
But you know who doesn't understand it? Everybody's dad. So
that's right. Look, I think we'll be in 100% when it's your phone.
Yep.
And it's the headset.
Yeah.
And it's wireless. You don't have to do anything else.
Yep.
You know.
I like the tech and I like what you can do with it, but at the moment I think it's still too complicated for regular people. But I think it's really exciting what they can do.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to sit in a chair with a thing on my face, just turning my head back and forth. Why would I
think maybe that'll be the key though, because not the plug directly in your brain, but like virtual reality, it's in a lot of cases it does rely on you either walking around a physical space or just standing and popping your legs up and down.
Right, right.
Like, which doesn't work. I think if there's going to be a successful game, it'll be like a Mech Warrior game where you are seated by design in a mech or something.
Yeah.
And then you just have to move your head and move controls.
Yeah. Like there's a Star Wars expansion that's doing that where you're in an X-Wing and you're bloody fanging about. There's also like people are hiring out spaces, like warehouses and building in corridors and stuff and whatever.
Yeah. Raves are out, virtual reality is
That's
in.
Right. And it's augmented reality.
Yep.
So like it's one-to-one what you're walking through, you're also seeing. Yep. So like, you know, you touch a panel on the wall and then you go on an elevator and it feels like you're going up or down. Because I did a similar thing where I did the zombie shooting virtual reality room thing. Yeah. And it was cool. But I was like, this is like 3 to 5 years off being
Did they have the signs up that said, do not use your gun to knock doors down?
I don't know if they did.
That might have been after your time because that started. I knew somebody who worked in one of those.
Yeah.
And it turned out that people were just getting these very expensive, like, replica assault weapon virtual things and just using them to knock down doors like you would if you're in a SWAT team. And just breaking them.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what point do you think you're going to buy out of technology?
Like completely.
No, because we're always like, we're youngish people and we're Twitter and Instagram and all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
At what point do you think you're going to be? Do you think you're going to lose touch?
The next form of social media.
What about chip in the brain? Before chip in the brain?
I'm definitely out before chip in the brain.
Yeah, I think I am too. Yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe I'll be back in generation two of chip in the brain once all the people
once
who have
they're
died
out from, chip in the brain.
Yeah, yeah. Once people have died from chip in the brain version one.
Yeah. Once they've all turned into phones or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. I can understand why people do it, and look, I'm sure the next generation will laugh at people who don't want the chip in the brain.
Right, yeah.
But at this point, no, I don't like the idea of putting something in my head that alters my...
A chip in the brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But speaking... Oh, no, chip in the brain's not the next one. Shut Up and Dance is the next one. And this is where I'm like, oh, no, it's horrifying again.
Wait, did we miss one?
No, we did.
Is this three?
Nosedive Playtest, Shut Up and Dance.
Okay, cool.
Shut Up and Dance is the terrifying British one.
Oh, it is. Okay, right, yeah.
It sounds fun, doesn't it?
Doesn't it
sound
fun?
Or it sounds like the fourth one.
Yeah,
but it's,
right.
But it's not. It's What? How do you explain this one?
So this is the one where this is...
What do you think the story was?
This is the terrifying reality where it's the modern day world.
Yeah.
Where some sort of anonymous style organization is, I guess, installing malware on people's computers and looking at them through their webcams.
Who's crazy now, Mason?
No, it's still you.
Yeah.
You've got the little fruit sticker over the top.
And my phone, mate.
And your phone? No, I get it. What about your back... Rear camera.
My
all
what?
All the cameras?
No, my rear camera I leave.
Oh. Because
what? I don't point it at me.
You could be looking at your butt when it's in your pocket. Wow.
Yeah, I guess they could. I put it in my front pocket.
Oh. Wow.
Don't you sit on your phone?
They're looking at your dick. They're looking right at your dick.
I wish.
It's got an infrared camera on it.
Someone wants to stare at an infrared image of my dick, you know, if you really want to, you can. That's
right.
Fine.
Nice. So yeah, they've malwared people's computers.
Yep.
They've dug up dirt on these people through their webcams and their internet browsing, and they're making them do tasks for their
amusement.
It seems
like a merry little chase.
Yeah,
but it gets quite sinister.
People are doing it for the lulls.
Yeah, for the lulls indeed. Mm. So this one, it's a kid. He's like, we'd have to be at least 17, I would say,
something like that.
17, 18. He works at like a KFC style,
Chicken restaurant.
Dirty chicken restaurant. Yeah, that's what they call him in England. I was there. I mentioned earlier, didn't
know.
I? Do you know if I told you about my travels?
Hundreds of times. God.
Out of the world,
I wish you were killed in a virtual reality, augmented reality world where your bloody, all your vendettas, all your childhood vendettas appear as giant spiders and eat you.
Great. But so he's caught doing a lewd act in front of his computer.
Uh-huh.
And it's through this that he's teamed up with another man, Bronn, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, it is too.
And they have to go and do a series of tasks, including robbing a bank and then one of them murdering another man in front of a drone.
It was almost a fun buddy movie, a buddy road movie for a few moments there.
They had very good like kind of chemistry and back and forth. Mm-hmm. And you feel sorry for the kid up until a point where you're not really sure how you should feel about any of this.
Spoiler alert, I didn't feel sorry for the kid at any point.
Because you figured it out straight out. See, I did it. Yep. Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
So The reveal is that he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or at the very least, he's looking at
Because for the whole episode, we're like, he encounters a number of characters who are like, who cares? Everybody does what you did. Like, looked at porn on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? So why is he robbing a bank and potentially murdering somebody instead of running away or whatever?
Right, right.
Because he's a pedophile.
That's
right. But yeah, because earlier on in the episode, he's at the Dirty Chicken restaurant and a little girl... like drops her toy or something like that, and there's a
brief
moment.
Interaction.
Yeah.
So I just thought I did not think anything of that.
I'm like, that kid is definitely a pedophile. Because why?
Because everything's something in this,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. My first instinct is there's no good people in this universe. So
Fair
God,
enough.
Definitely,
yeah,
a pedophile. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess and you know, we feel sorry for this kid throughout the whole episode, and at the end, yeah, you're right. We're like, well, now I don't know what to feel.
Yeah, that's right. And it turns out that all the people that they're doing it to, they're not just people who were just watching pornography. They'd all done or were planning to do a terrible thing.
Sure, yeah.
So then it's kind of like, well, you know, I want to see a man beat another man to death.
What was his deal?
Yeah, that was vague to me. I couldn't figure out what that was.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it obviously wasn't as bad as the final two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But mm-hmm. yeah. But no, it was very intense. They were on the road, which I know you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Because of
could be a car crash
accident
at any moment. Yeah. But see, that's the thing. I'm conflicted. I love a buddy road movie.
Yeah.
And you love
a pedophile.
Yeah. So what way is this going to go, you know?
right. Yeah. No, fair enough. But no, this to me was a horrifying episode in the best of ways. Like that, this was really a return to form for like, no, this is what I like about Black Mirror. Something that sticks with you and horrifying, and it twisted in a way that I didn't see coming.
And it could absolutely happen now.
That's the other thing. And it does happen. People get blackmailed because they've you know, their cameras get hacked and they get seen doing a thing or whatever. Like, it has happened.
I won't get into details because it's too weird.
Right.
But somebody hacked into
robbed a bank?
Yeah, I did, because just for the lulls.
Sure.
But there was like a weird incident in like a KFC in America where somebody like hacked into their security systems and like forced the people in there to do weird stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's not get into it, but it was real weird.
Right.
Like, so these things really do happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Harrowing.
Harrowing. Harrowing glimpse into the future that is now.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I'm going to say 5 out of 5, society was a phone.
Correct.
Society was definitely five out of five was a phone in this episode.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, and not in a like... I had a great time.
Yeah.
Because none of them have a great time.
But I think also you'll notice that there's no stickers on my camera.
Don't point them at me.
I got nothing to fear, baby.
Why would you not want someone just looking at you?
I don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm very good looking.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
San Junipero.
Yeah.
This one was easily the most uplifting episode we've seen.
And therefore the most pointless.
I loved it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah. Because it's good to kind of mix it up every now and then.
No, it's not.
You're right. It's
keep every episode the same.
So you didn't like this one?
Look, I didn't dislike it, but I didn't really see the point.
Okay.
What is the point?
The point is that maybe you can live forever.
But what's living, really?
Exactly.
The 80s?
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. I think I said this to you yesterday. It's the only time that I've seen like the 80s and been like, yeah, the 80s aren't so bad. Every other time when I see 80s in a movie or a flashback or whatever, I'm like, oh, this fucking era sucks.
Yeah.
It's no good.
And I think I said
all the technology upsets me.
I said to you
me.
Yesterday, if we develop time travel technology, I probably wouldn't go back in time to kill Hitler. I'd probably go back in time to the 80s and be like, none of you are cool. You all look awful with your stupid haircuts and your stupid jackets. You're so dumb. Look at your dumb dancing. I hate you. None of you are cool. You think you're cool? I go up to the cool guys.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're not cool. Everyone makes fun of you in the future.
Do you think that's not going to be the same now? People are going to look back at us.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love it if a guy appeared in this room right now and was like, you're not cool, Mason.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You think it's cool in your bloody work clothes.
You know what? Fine.
Yeah.
It's the house of cards I've built.
That's exactly right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
There could be a Black Mirror episode based on that.
This guy's going
a series
back
of time travelers
cool.
going back and mocking each other's fashion choices, and it never ends.
No, it doesn't.
They think they're the heroes of their era, but they're not. They're just the worst.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, society would be all the phones.
Look at photos of yourself from even the early 2000s.
Mate, I look at photos of myself like 3 years ago, and I'm like, what is that?
We thought we all looked fine.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
We all looked terrible all the time. Uh-huh. I think the best thing you can do is just wear a classic tee.
But at the same time, yeah, but at the same time, you'll see like a meme on the internet, and it's like, you know, like a guy who look, you know, like a cool guy now who's got the beard and the shaved sides of the head. So like me, but who's actually committed to the look.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, in a couple of years, that's going to look like this, and it's a guy with a mullet and a mustache.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Just have fun with
it. Do whatever,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Ultimately, we're all going to die or get stuck in a phone.
doesn't matter. Yeah. So anyway, they're all stuck in the phone that is San Junipero virtual reality.
Yes. So it's a combination of an afterlife where when you die, you go and you get uploaded or copied into this reality. It's not really made clear. You think copied. And I say,
you can't upload somebody's consciousness into a computer.
You don't know
work.
That, Mason, yet.
I guess we don't know what time.
It's the future.
I guess we don't know what era of the future it
well,
is.
Well, it's not so far ahead that all the cars don't have, like, hover cars. They're all wheeled cars.
Wheeled cars, exactly.
So it
yeah.
can't be that far ahead.
So, and yeah, and this is a universe. I guess this is an innovation to this afterlife AI system where
yeah.
when you die, you copy to this system.
Yep. If you want.
Or transferred. If you want. And people who are still living can visit you.
5 hours a week.
5 hours a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, probably more if you're rich.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah.
The rich get away with everything.
Sure.
To them, society's just a phone. You know what I mean?
That you can visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, but no, I found... Because I genuinely think this... I'm going to sound ridiculous if anybody listens to this in the future, that this could be something that happens. That the idea of an afterlife is something we create.
Uh-huh.
And... depending on what your beliefs are. Let's say there really is an afterlife, whatever you believe.
Yeah.
Do we stop going if we're uploading ourselves into a cloud?
Right, okay.
You know, or is there no afterlife and this is saving, this is you living on in a way, you know?
Look, I could conceive of if humanity survives a million years into the future.
Yeah.
That could work.
Sure.
Like they could find a way to extract what you are and put you into a system where you're alive even though you physically
have died. I think it's going to happen in our lifetime.
Some people, I read an article or probably a tweet.
Yeah.
Why would I read an article when I could just read a
And
tweet?
I mean like tail end if we live to like we're 120.
Yeah, I think so. And I've heard experts say, some experts who could also be lunatics, who've said like somebody might have been born now. Someone is alive now who might never die.
Yeah.
Like we're at the start of people now.
God, I hope it's my dog.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, wait, is she dead? I know she's
asleep. Very quiet. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Look, yeah, so that's an interesting twist on it that, you know, those who are living can visit those who are dead.
Yeah.
That's just struck me now that that's actually kind of interesting. Mm. But I don't see the ramifications for us. We as the viewer do not learn anything about how our society could become a phone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I found that it did. And the difference between this one and the playtest one was because... they're like, it's the future, so I can buy it more. With playtest, right. Where it's like, you're in your mind and you're in a warehouse full of spiders or whatever. I'm like, no, because that's not a thing. But 80, 100 years from now.
Okay.
Potentially. Or probably not, though.
No, but what's the lesson that if you're in a coma, you can you can meet up with somebody who's real old and fall in love?
Well, what I liked about it, though, was the main character... Well, first of all, from the start of this, I'm like, this isn't the 80s.
Yep.
It's some kind of... My initial thought was, this is a tourist time travel thing.
Right, okay, sure.
Which doesn't really fit with the
with
Black
the universe,
Mirror,
yeah.
The universe. Uh-huh. I shouldn't have thought that.
No, I thought that. I was like, yeah, maybe time travel.
So yeah. But immediately I'm like, this is not the 80s. Like, this is definitely not the 80s. It's too cool for what? It looks too good.
Uh-huh.
But no, I like the idea that this woman who was in a horrific car accident when she was in her early 20s... had spent her entire life, you know, in a coma of sorts or being, well, her body was shut down, but her mind was active.
Yeah.
But then she had the opportunity to live an actual life, whether it be a virtual one or not.
Yep.
And you might say, well, what's living? Because, you know, people, why can't you live a real life? She literally couldn't.
Yep.
So this was her opportunity to fall in love and
true.
Do a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
So that I really enjoyed, that it gave someone a second chance. That being so, at the end of it, that she meets a woman and they fall in love. And I liked the other woman's story as well because she'd lost her husband and her daughter or son? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And her decision was to not get uploaded because her husband chose not to and he chose not to because the child couldn't.
Yep.
So he was like, that's unfair if I can live forever
and our
kid couldn't. I found that really like heartfelt and all that kind of stuff.
Agreed. It was enjoyable on that level.
Mm.
But as to how society became a phone in this, 1 out of 5.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, when they both get copied in, what's terrifying to me is, what, you're just going to live for eternity? Like, do you want to live for eternity? I know you can shut off at any point.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you go to like a part of the world where it's just people who are doing anything to get a kick, like doing acid out of a snake's mouth or whatever was happening in that weird building.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because that would get to the point where if you're there for so many hundreds of thousands of years, what do you do?
You get kind of sick of listening to Huey Lewis in the news.
You might just.
You shouldn't, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
But I know, well, like I said to you, if I was in there, if I chose to, which I probably wouldn't, I'd probably just, well, even if there's nothing, I'll take that over an 80s world. But But then again, depending how you die and what are the circumstances, you know what I mean? But what was I going to say? That like you'd want to be reset every few years.
Yeah, totally.
Just wipe your memories and just kind of kick on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it shows that they're just like blinking lights in this warehouse filled with with copies.
It was a real Indiana Jones moment.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. So that was, I know it was supposed to be uplifting, but also it's kind of not, you know, because it's people trapped in a virtual world
You've
forever.
Put that on it, though.
Yeah, I have.
I think that's fully intended to be 100% uplifting, but you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you take what you can give.
Yep.
I'm going to give this 4, maybe you're a phone. Where's society? What was the rating?
Society, how much society is a phone?
I'm going to say 4.
Huh, yeah. Wow.
Because I don't know, it affected me in a way that I don't feel anything in real life.
It's so true.
And you're going to give it 0. Is that
no,
right?
1. I'll give it 1.
Okay, fair. Less than the man who fought his spider best friend bully or whatever.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. It's about how society's a phone.
Yeah. You're quite right.
Thank you.
Men Against Fire.
This is the Roach episode.
Yes.
Which I went into assuming it would be the dumbest episode.
Yep.
Because it looked like it was going to be the dumbest episode.
Right. And it wasn't?
No, I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I picked immediately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where I'm like, well, this is some kind of VR thing. It's weird because some of the tech crosses over from previous episodes. There's one with Toby Kebbell where they've got the same kind of tech in their eyes where they can replay stuff.
Oh, was that the Memories episode from season 1?
Season 1, which is a great episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like some of these might be set in the same universe.
Oh,
there's some crossover. Not that it matters, really, does it?
There's probably been an analysis of all the fancy operating systems.
Mm.
Because some people have got a regular phone. Some people have the Clear phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe there's a link there.
That's right.
Maybe it's a coincidence.
Maybe.
But yeah, I went in assuming for some reason this would be dumb.
Yeah.
But it's...
Well, what is it, essentially? What's
essentially, it's... Oh, it's... So there are these... this military operation.
Yep.
I assume it's the US military. And they've gone into some sort of Eastern European nation because it's been overrun by roaches, who are these kind of mutant... vampire hybrid creatures who are just they're a menace and they're attacking and they're
all the
villagers are afraid of them and hate them and etc. Yeah. And so these guys go in to like bombed out buildings and they start killing these, you know, they start machine gunning these roaches that are apparently attacking them and they're kind of tracking them down. But then one of the soldiers, Stripe, is hit with a piece of tech that interferes with the mass, which is the device, like the virtual heads-up display in his mind, and then he starts seeing things.
For real?
For reals.
Yeah,
and then it turns out that... And this is interesting in the sense that, like, we're at the point where you can get Snapchat and, like, put it in front of somebody.
Don't point that at me.
I'm putting a filter on you. You're a buzzy bumblebee now. What do you reckon about that?
That's all right.
And I'm putting it on the internet. you know, that it's... You can get a Snapchat filter and just... put something over the top of somebody in real time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not 100% yet.
No, but it's pretty amazing that you can do that on just your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. Now. And it's, you know, that isn't... And it is true. Like, there's a book called On Killing, I think, that's about where a lot of the facts about war came from in this episode. Like,
so a lot of these I presume to be true because they take you through some stats from...
Yeah, and they say, like, wars. You know, in say, World War One. A lot of soldiers would shoot over the head of the enemies.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fight because they didn't want to kill any. Like, it's not instinctual to kill
another person.
Like, it's, and people didn't, you know, a lot of people were sold on World War One as this adventure.
Yeah.
Like, you go to another land and see all this, you know.
Battlefield looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, Battlefield 1 looks great. Sure. And so they didn't want to do it, so they just, you know, so they shot over the heads of the enemies and what have you. So,
and then they mentioned Vietnam, though. And I guess there was a more kind of demonized kind of,
other.
Yeah,
you've got to make people the other. So they've built this system in where they filter over the top of you that these refugees or these hated genetic rejects, who are regular people, but they're just not genetically perfect.
Mm.
They put the filter over them that they're monsters.
Yeah,
they're inhuman, and so they can be easily killed by these people. And then the people who have been outfitted with this device have their memories wiped, so they don't know this has happened, but they've consented to it.
That's right. Yeah. It was interesting. It was interesting to see his reaction, the way he just kind of signed over.
Yeah, right.
Like, and the different personality he had when he'd gone through the training.
He's a disaffected youth.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's just a guy.
A man who'd kick over a letterbox if you didn't give him a treat, a candy treat on Halloween.
But no, I liked. It wasn't my favorite, but.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe it's because No, I liked it.
Good.
I've no real criticism of it. It's because that's kind of. I find it interesting the length that they went to make another person kill another person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I found the explanation a little heavy-handed, because it's kind of like, well, you know, it's society is going to get you and whatever. And, you know, there's a 10 minutes where a guy in a room is explaining to another guy.
It was a little bit Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Reloaded.
Yeah. And I like both those dudes. Like that dude from House of Cards or whatever.
Michael Collins. Yeah. Yeah.
What else happened? Oh, and at the end he chooses... So, because he figures it out that... Uh-huh. And I'd imagine every now and then somebody figures it out that they're just shooting people.
Right, yeah.
And then he chooses to, instead of getting locked in a cell and watching the footage of him killing a regular man over and over again, he chooses to get his mind wiped and just go back into the system.
And go back to his virtual girlfriend or whatever it is.
Not a real girlfriend.
Not a real girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm. Virtual girlfriend would be pretty good though, wouldn't it? Can you imagine, Mason? You wear your PlayStation VR... You go on a nice date. You could see a movie.
Oh, yeah.
In your VR.
I'm a VR. Wow. Yeah, great.
Great. But no, I was good. I liked it. Mm. Anything else? How many phones in your brain?
I'd say to the extent society was a phone, maybe 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. 3 out of 5 phones. Last one, Hated in the Nation.
Yep.
To me, it felt very much like a British police procedural.
Yep.
Except with robot bees.
This was very... And this I feel was... The very first episode of Black Mirror, the national anthem,
right.
But ramped up. It was very similar, I feel.
Ramped up. Ramped up.
Yeah.
But I felt the consequences weren't as severe in this one. No, the consequences were worse, but it wasn't as horrifying.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and I wonder if we didn't feel as much for this episode because we've been blunted by so many other horrifying episodes of Black Mirror.
Yeah, especially when you've watched 5 prior to this. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But like similar in terms of...
Manipulation
of social media, and we see kind of the hidden depths of what people really think when they're kind of when they're maybe anonymous or you know they're, it's a mob mentality kind of thing because in the national anthem like everybody thinks what's going to happen is going to be a real laugh and so everybody stays in to watch what's going to be happening and. In the meantime, things are happening behind the scenes they don't even know about. They're glued to their bloody screens, aren't they? All their bloody screens.
Yeah. And this one, so this one is the bees are all gone, which is a thing, apparently. Or maybe it isn't.
But they've been replaced by tiny robotic bees.
And they do all the pollination and whatnot.
Yeah, to keep us alive.
That's right. But then those bees can be used to burrow into a person's brain if they have the most votes on Twitter.
Correct.
That person dying.
Yep.
And then so a different person gets killed every day.
Yeah.
And then at the end, everybody who used that hashtag also gets killed by a bee.
Because of their hubris and their mob mentality.
They don't like bees.
They don't like bees. And they're mean on the internet. You can't be... If you're mean on the internet, you should die.
I thought that was a bit... Yeah. I understood the kind of lesson the guy was trying to teach, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, I was kind of like, that's a bit harsh to kill everybody who partook.
Right.
Because a lot of it would have just been, oh, this is pretty funny. Let's, you know.
And a huge number of those people did that before they knew what the consequences were.
That's right. Yeah.
Some people, and whenever you see somebody like a hashtag comes up, like a new hashtag that gets a million tweets.
Yeah.
Often the day before, there's like just one guy using it for. Mm. Just out of hand, just to use it.
So he should be killed by bees.
He should also be killed, by bees.
Okay, good. Mm. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was long.
It was the longest episode.
Like an hour and a half, maybe?
Something like that,
Yeah. Uh-huh. But no, 3 and 4 were the high points for me, and all of the other ones were good, and this kind of fell into that category. But I liked the idea that he'd laid this breadcrumb trail to get them to do exactly what they thought that would stop him, but in actual fact, they hit the switch, which killed everybody.
Yeah, which again felt like the very first episode.
Yes,
it didn't feel as horrifying because we saw some stacked up warehouse full of bodies, but we didn't see anyone.
No,
we just saw yellow dots turn red.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. And also, it did end on like a hopeful note, and I don't know how I felt about.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
It ended like on like a 12 Monkeys style note.
Yeah,
where. This guy thinks he's gotten away because his you know, shaved his face and his head to...
Probably got an Apple sticker over his phone.
That's right, to cover his... he's got an Apple sticker right in the back of his head, so he can't be recognized by facial recognition anymore. And he's off... and he thinks he's off the grid, but... Yeah. But one of the investigators is tracking him down somehow. Yeah.
He's on the grid. Yeah. This is... I think this is one they mentioned might have a sequel.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Well, right. There was talk of it. So, right. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing where this
like
goes.
You said, I would actually be... If they did a season 4 of this... Yeah. I would
they
kinda,
are.
Yeah, yeah, good. Well, I would kind of like maybe to see some of these worlds revisited.
Okay, sure.
Not all of them. San Junipero, certainly not.
You really hated that one.
No, I didn't hate it, but I mean, or maybe like 10,000 years in the future.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
You know what would be good? Mm. Maybe 10,000 years in the future, humanity is dead.
Yeah.
Like everybody's dead. But the software is still going.
Oh, okay.
So people can't erase themselves.
Ah,
and they're stuck in this server
that's
forever.
Great.
Imagine being stuck in the 80s for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
And like how,
you just
how,
want the sun to burn out.
Yeah, that's right. But it never will.
Yeah. I mean, the real sun. And then.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That might happen. Yeah. But yeah, like, what would happen to this virtual society if you can't?
Yeah.
You get bored with it. You can't erase yourself. You can't
absolutely
erase
can't.
Your memory. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that will be interesting in the sense that, like, the human race will probably eventually become extinct. I'd say there's a fairly good chance of that. But what if we get to that point first,
mm-hmm.
where there are copies of people, and then, you know, maybe eventually we're discovered by another society or
yeah,
whatever,
maybe.
And then there's all these kind of...
Live in hope. That's why I want to live forever and you want to die immediately.
I want to... get me out of this.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm interested in that. Why do you want to live forever?
Because you never know what's going to happen, man.
Nothing! You know what's going to happen? The Earth's going to explode, or you're going to get knocked off the planet by a comet, and you're going to fly through space for a billion years.
Yeah.
And then you'll hit another planet that has nothing, and then you'll sit there for another billion years.
Great.
What are you going to do?
Just contemplate things.
Ah, you'll hate it.
Maybe think about some tweets I could do.
To who?
When eventually I'm hurled through a wormhole and I end up back... Now.
You end up in the 80s.
Yeah,
oh,
in the
80s.
No. They don't even have Twitter.
Yeah. Oh. You all look like idiots.
This 10 billion years was rough enough, but I have to wait another couple of decades for Twitter to be invented. Ugh.
I think, you know, I'm not against extending your life a little bit, trying out a virtual world, then kind of switching off.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, right. Just to kind of say goodbye to your loved ones and whatever. Mm. I think that's a remarkable opportunity, if that was a thing. But I don't know. I don't like the idea of living forever. It's horrifying.
Mm.
You mean literally living forever. You don't mean in a weird virtual reality.
No, world. I mean forever. I can't die. Yeah.
Okay. So I can't kill you with a shovel.
No, I'm also indestructible.
I bet I could.
Well, you got a billion years to find out. Sure. Oh, wait, you don't, because you're gonna crumble to dust like a normal man. I'll just stand there. I'll just stand there for 10,000 years while you and all your descendants, because you put it in your will, you have to cut. They all have to come and attack me with a shovel. I don't care. I'll wait them all out. I don't care, man.
You're going to keep the podcast going with my descendants?
Yeah, probably.
Sure.
Yeah, they can belt me with a shovel while I talk about comic book movie news.
Good stuff. All right, well, it's time to move on to our next segment, Mason.
What we reading?
What we going to read.
Hooray!
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? Have you got a spooky one?
I don't have a spooky one. I was going to say, but tonight at midnight at the witching hour, I'm going to meet up with a friend of the show, Andrew Levins, who's on the Hey Fam podcast. He also does another podcast called Serious Issues, which is a comic book podcast. He's in Melbourne. I'm going to record an episode of his podcast tomorrow with him and Tommy Dasilo.
Cool.
We're going to talk about comic books. I'm going to meet him tonight at midnight. He's going to hand me a stack of comic books. I'm going to read them, and then I'm going to record the podcast tomorrow.
Very cool.
About the
why midnight?
Oh, because I'm at work till midnight. And he's also at work. He's DJing till midnight.
I was like, what is that?
No, we thought it'd be the spookiest time to
Where's he from?
Sydney.
Okay,
from Sydney.
Cool. Excellent. Yeah. So you and the DAS.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the week's comics.
Great.
Tomorrow's going to be pretty good. So I don't know what's going to be in that bundle. Maybe some number ones, maybe some episodes that are going to go, issues that have been around forever and I won't understand the context.
Sure.
It's like episode 50. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say.
Yep.
For the last episode of Black Mirror, no spoilers because this is the no spoiler section.
Oh, yes.
How many, what society was a phone out of
five? Oh, society I reckon was 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd agree
Society
with
was definitely 4 out of 5 that was a phone.
Because it was social media, wasn't it?
It definitely was.
Yeah. So that won't make any sense if you skipped ahead or if you didn't.
Yep.
Okay.
Also, there's a, it's just wound up and I haven't read any of them, but the Marvel's Mockingbird series is apparently very good. It's
okay,
like a
sure.
Cool espionage series.
Cool and
there's some controversy about why it got cancelled and why the writer quits, and it's all about, it's about social media. In a way, society was a phone in that case.
But
apparently it's a great series, great writing, great art. So
How many episodes?
There's eight issues, yeah.
I love a concise
thing. Yeah, but I mean, it might have ended before its time.
Yeah.
But like the first five are a trade paperback, so I'm probably going to grab that and check it out.
I don't mind if you do.
Here, it's real nice.
Okay, well, I have a question for the listeners for my What We Read.
Hello.
I'm thinking of either getting Battlefield 1 or Titanfall 2.
Yeah, okay.
Depending. But the thing is, I don't want to do multiplayer ever.
Well, Titanfall has a single player campaign.
Yes,
and the new one does.
And that's what, and so does Battlefield. But I want to, if for people who have played both,
yep.
I'd like to know.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, good question.
Which they'd prefer?
Yeah,
because I'm leaning towards Battlefield 1, but I like the mechanics of Titanfall 2. Also, that Battlefield 1 is only apparently like 5 hours.
Oh right, so, okay.
Yeah,
I like the idea of Battlefield 1 that it's World War 1, but they've taken all the theoretical or like maybe used once weapons,
and
they've just put them out there, so you can have a. You'd be handheld machine guns and zeppelins and, you know,
I love
flaming sabers probably.
Sure.
You're on a horse.
Yeah. I love a bolt action rifle in a game.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? I'm
trying to think of another thing.
I could probably go to my comics and see what I got
go
there.
To your comics.
What did I read? What did I read? I'll never know.
No, you know, I'll put some stuff in letters.
You're not allowed to, Mason.
No, I'm going to. I've thought of some things.
Me too.
Letters thing.
Yeah, I'm where I'm ready.
It's working. It's thinking.
Okay.
That's still going, God.
Yeah, I know, I don't know.
Gilmore Girls, there we go. The last one was letters, oh letters, we love you, some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters. Fantastic, letters. Before we get started on letters, thank you to everybody who sent a video of the Logan trailer mashed up with Van Halen's Panama.
Fantastic.
People are doing doughies.
Yep.
Everybody did a great job. There's some extra special ones which I'll probably retweet. Everybody did them great, but there's a couple that are
mind blowing
that were exactly as how I thought they would be in my mind.
Is it the one where the guy cut in the Ute?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, there's yeah.
That
yeah,
one's
it's really
incredible.
Good. So
should find out who that is.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm.
Breaking news. Justin at _ Grant Brandt on Twitter.
Yeah.
Has gotten a photo of himself in a Weekly Planet T-shirt with Mr. William Shatner.
Ah, look how Shatner doesn't care about anything.
Doesn't care about anything. Oh, he's so good.
He's not very tall, is he?
No, well, maybe
well,
our
Justin's
friend
very
maybe
tall.
Our friend Grant Brandt is very
oh,
tall.
Grant, what's his name? Grant
Justin
Brandt.
Justin at Grant Brandt.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, nice.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I bloody love it.
Yeah.
Good on him. Shatner.
Shatner.
We had a friend who met Shatner, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
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 He said he was okay. All right, what do we got?
We got some letters there?
I do have some letters here.
Nice.
Also, I should mention we've got some Caravan of Garbage on the way.
We do, yeah.
We've recorded.
Yeah.
We're going to do a trilogy, maybe heading up to a certain film.
Oh, yes.
If you know what that is, probably you do.
Mm.
Do you know what it is, Mason?
Is it Star Wars?
It's Star Wars, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you
okay,
would
cool,
know.
Cool, man.
Yeah,
nice.
So that maybe late nice. November.
Yeah.
Early December.
Let us know what you think of them. Whenever we do anything that's outside our wheelhouse, we're like, are these any good?
Yeah, we feel bad. We don't know where
right.
we're going, man.
Whenever I guest on somebody else's podcast, I'm like, is this what you want? No. What do you want from me? I don't know.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and you know, we're trying a different thing every episode for this one now.
Yeah,
so it's
totally.
Not gonna be all comics or whatever. We're doing a different medium.
Mm-hmm.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Or forget about it. We never do it again.
Nice.
Okay, if you want to get a letter to the show, you can hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and we will maybe read one out. Or maybe we won't. This is one from Marcus Drew. You said a while back that you downloaded the Batman the Telltale game. Have you played it yet? Did you like it? Did you play it?
No, you did though.
I did.
How'd
I didn't get through the first episode. I liked it, but it didn't kind of grab me. I actually bought, I thought, I'm going to love this, so I bought... All of them? All the
like
chapters?
Like a season pass?
Yeah, which I never do.
They're not all out yet, though, are
they? No, I think they just released 3. And apparently 3 is great.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's just all quick time events and branching tree conversation.
You don't
things.
Have to finish any given episode to go to the next episode?
Oh, good. Then I'll just do
no,
that.
No, that was my question.
Oh, no. Yeah, and I don't know.
Okay, great.
I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
There's probably, find a save state on the internet.
Sure.
Be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think they're, I've never played any of them, but my understanding is, The peak of these Telltale games, this one hasn't quite reached yet.
And it's the Fable games. People love the Fable.
People love the Fables and people love the Walking Dead one. Okay. Speaking of Walking Dead, did you watch it, Mason?
No.
Oh, what a twist.
You have a rant, don't you?
About Walking Dead.
Walking Dead?
Well, I was going to do a video on it, but I'm going to wait a few more episodes.
Okay.
Because I suspect something's going to happen.
Okay.
And I want to see it happen and then be like...
Okay. Tell you what, don't do it now. tell me off air. Because I don't watch or care about The Walking Dead.
I'm going to do a video, Mason. Yep. Don't you? And you can watch it.
I'm not going to.
You might.
Yeah, I might. You might, actually. All right.
Anyway.
I might solely for schadenfreude purposes.
Sure.
And I'm like, I was never on board with this show and whatever this thing that is, this seems bad.
We should do a Walking Dead episode.
I'm not going to watch any, though.
Just watch some.
How about you just tell me about them?
Sure.
We'll do an episode where I'm like, that sounds dumb. You can talk, and I'll be like, that sounds dumb. Why did you keep watching?
Yeah, and I won't be able to tell you. I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Is it a bit lost? Like the series
Lost?
Yeah,
no.
We'll get to it another time.
Another time, Mason. Yep. We'll do it at the end of the season. Uh-huh. Not the mid-season break, Mason.
Okay.
The end of the actual season. So, Telltale Game. No, I liked it. I should go back.
Okay.
This is from...
Does it have the murder of his parents?
Not that I couldn't remember. Probably,
okay, cool.
Though.
All right.
This is from Matthew E.O. Smith. What would you like to see in God Particle, the third film in the Cloverfield series that was announced? So that's apparently coming next year.
Oh.
Do you want to see it as a continuation, a sequel, a sidequel, a prequel? What do you want to see?
I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. You're either going to have to tie them all together or none of them.
Anthologies, yeah.
Yeah, anthologies. Because the only way to, I think we must have talked about this in the Cloverfield episode.
Yeah.
The only way to tie the first two together is if you assume they completely covered up the total destruction of Manhattan.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because like they just nuked it or whatever.
Yeah, because there's a scene in Cloverfield Lane where John Goodman's character says, you have to stay in here, there's been an attack.
Mm.
And Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character is very skeptical.
Yeah.
But in a universe where all of Manhattan was destroyed by a giant monster,
yeah,
it would not take much for me to not be skeptical.
Right, right.
There's been an attack. I'd be like, you mean the Cloverfield monster again? Okay, I will live in this bunker forever with you, lunatic, creepy man.
yeah, fair point.
But so she doesn't. She's just like, oh, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
It's attacking. No, you would.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird that these universes aren't connected.
Yeah. And it seemed like minor spoilers, what happens at the end of Cloverfield Lane with the alien monsters that show up don't seem connected to the Cloverfield monster at all. Yeah.
You know what, though? It actually would maybe parallel universes.
Sure.
I'd be 100% on board with a third one, and then it turns out... If it turned out they were all parallel universes and there was some sort of monster-related interdimensional war happening,
right,
that would be like a good version of Independence Day Resurgence.
But Independence Day Resurgence was amazing.
It was fine. Did I say it was good in previous episodes?
No,
I can't remember.
It was bad.
Did I?
I said it was as good as it could have been.
Okay, sure.
And as in, I didn't hate it.
Okay.
Because I didn't think it was going
to
be good.
Okay. But maybe I'd like, you know what? If we're doing a third one, and it's God Particle, so maybe that's...
Yeah.
That seems to be...
Hadron Collider,
Dimensional Adventures.
Yep.
Cloverfield Dimensional Adventures.
Yes.
That's the kids' animated series that they produce afterwards. But maybe in the third one, we have another monster attack, we have another alien thing, and then it turns out they're all part of a larger multiverse.
Sure.
Put them all together. Have them fight. Have the Cloverfield monster fight the big gas bag monster from Cloverfield Lane, or whatever that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Have Mary Elizabeth Winstead fight them all. I don't care.
Fight the guy who got killed on the bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think at this point you're just going to have to do them as anthologies. And that's okay, because I'd love to go to a Cloverfield movie every year and not be like, well, another monster's going to show up.
Yeah.
Like, and crash a city. Like, I don't need to see that every year. But to go in like you do Black Mirror and be like, oh, this is a different idea every time.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be a sci-fi twist.
And there's the same vibe.
Yeah.
There's the same vibes there.
Same vibe as in that same weird green filter.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. This is from Justin Grant Brandt.
Yeah, there we go. The great man, Grant Brandt.
What a weird coincidence. In the spirit of Halloween.
Spooky coincidence.
Yes. What are some...
James, I've just looked at... I've taken the sticker off my front-facing camera.
Yeah.
I am Grant Brandt.
Oh, no.
And so are you.
Oh, no.
Actually,
he's all right. He's
probably
all right.
Yeah. Yeah,
good on him.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, then we both all met William Shatner.
Yeah.
Great. What are some TV or movie shows that scared... Sorry. What are some movies or TV shows that scared you as a kid? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Oh, good question.
Anything come to mind? I can tell you one.
Okay, go ahead.
And you can just tune out while I'm telling you.
Love
it. Think of another one.
Maybe I'll springboard off another one.
Absolutely.
That to another one.
When I was a kid, and I only just looked this up yesterday night when I was putting together this amazing podcast, I saw I didn't know what it was, a tally movie or a TV show or something where there's like teens on a raft.
Teens on a raft.
And they're on a lake, and there's like, and it looks like they're over like tar, And okay. when they, if you touch the tar, it like pulls you into the water, uh-huh. into the tar, and then you, and then you're like, oh, I'm covered in tar, and it's horrible, and it drowns you.
Yep.
It's kind of like the blob, but it's tar,
okay.
and it's coming up through the cracks in the raft or whatever.
Okay.
And I saw that when I don't even remember. I was super young.
Yep.
And I just remember being like, that is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
So I typed in tar monster,
tar monster,
and it turns out it's from Creepshow 2. The Raft.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched some of it. Well, I skipped it because I'm like, this is shit.
Yep.
Like, and it's literally that. It's people getting eaten by a tar monster mm-hmm. on a raft. And it freaked me out.
Yep.
But I saw it now and I'm like, this ain't nothing because yeah. I guess I'm an adult now.
Yeah. You know what terrified me as a kid?
Yeah.
Society.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of one.
You know what did genuinely terrify me as yes. a kid? When I was before I was a teenager.
Yep.
So a kid, I looked at like the teenagers and the young people and remember thinking, when they grow up, society's going to fall apart.
How old were you when this happened?
Oh, it's like six, eight.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a very, I don't know what that thought. Like,
what a woke child you were. So woke.
Yeah. But as I got older, I realized, oh no, nobody knows what they're doing. It's fine. And everything just kind of keeps trundling along. As long as nobody fires a nuke, we should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that terrified me as a kid. It's not a TV show.
Yeah.
It was just a weird existential thought of society collapsing because the teenagers were too busy having mohawks and, I don't know, and hitting each other with nunchucks, whatever they did in the 90s.
Just wearing hypercolor.
Right, right. Yeah. Nothing else? Did you watch Goosebumps?
No, I didn't care for Goosebumps.
You weren't a scary movie guy when you were a kid?
I didn't watch them, didn't read them. I'm sure I'll think of something as soon as we hit stop.
Did you ever see Pumpkinhead?
No.
Yeah.
What else?
I remember being creeped out when you used to go to the video store.
Oh, yes.
And you'd just go into the horror section and
just
all the
video
covers
of
just
yeah,
like
terrifying
skeletons.
Things,
but,
yeah.
Like their flesh
there's less
melted
gore
off.
These days.
Yeah,
there's less cartoonish gore.
Do you mean in stuff in general?
Yeah.
Because I think it's more kind of CGI gore.
Yeah, maybe it's more subtle now.
Yeah,
I mean
yeah.
it's more real.
Sure.
But there's fewer fountains of blood.
Right, right.
Coming out of people's necks now.
No, fair enough.
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
You know why? Don't fear anything.
I don't believe
fearless
you.
Child.
Yeah, you fear death.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And you're going to fear my ancestors coming at you with shovels.
Correct.
Did we mention that in the...
Who's to say?
Yeah, we mentioned the Black Mirror bit, so
okay,
it's probably another thing that if you miss that, doesn't matter. It's fine, Mason. We'll do a different thing next week. And what we're going to be doing is Doctor Strange.
Whoa!
Have you seen it?
The spookiest of Marvel heroes.
Correct.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I was at work. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. No, but I thought you might have just gone and
seen
it. No,
I'll probably see it this week.
Yeah, probably or... Maybe.
No, I definitely will, because okay, I like Marvel movies. I don't know if you know that.
Look, spoiler alert, Mason, it's pretty bloody good, mate. So
okay.
So we'll be talking about that next week because it's out in all parts of the world, hopefully by next week, I think. So, so if you've got an opinion, you can tweet us at us if you want, or don't, it's fine. But the only thing was the screening that I saw it wasn't in IMAX, so that was kind of disappointing.
Because you'd seen the preview in IMAX.
Yeah. And so the visuals didn't wow. Like, they're still incredible, but I would have liked it a lot more if it was in IMAX.
Yeah.
But I still liked it quite a bit.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert.
Very good.
Come in back next week, though, Mason, and then we can talk all about it.
Nice.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it, I think.
Do the thing.
Let's see. If you want to find us on the internet, you can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. We've got some audio commentaries up. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you want to support the show, keep the bloody lights on.
Please.
You can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link that's in our episode description, presumably.
Yep.
Click on that, go to Amazon, buy a funny thing.
Yeah.
We should go back to reading funny things. Not this week, but maybe next week.
Yeah, I'll have to set it up.
And you pay the regular price. We get a kickback somehow.
Yes.
What else do we do?
What else don't
we do?
We've
got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yep, linked below.
Just look up Weekly Planet.
No, it's linked below.
Oh, then don't. Or do whatever you want.
store/weekly-. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, great.
But yeah.
Nice.
It's all there, mate.
Yeah.
You can check it out if you want.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for our themes.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you to everybody who subscribes and listens and bloody
and
does a review.
Yep.
Tells their friends. That's a good one.
It definitely helps.
Do it in it. Look, just bloody. What you want to do is you want to tell people about the show.
Yeah.
We put some malware on the computer and put them in it. Put all your friends in like a deadly cat and mouse game, right? Where you meet one of your friends who doesn't know your other, like two of your friends that don't know.
Yep.
Right, and then you make it look as if they have to kill each other, and then a drone flies up and it's like, listen to the Weekly Planet. And then it'd be all relief. Everybody
you'll
be
have
relieved.
To pay for the drone.
Yeah, you'll have to pay for the drone. We don't have any drones. Maybe get one on Amazon. They sell drones.
Definitely.
They deliver drones.
They deliver drones with drones, do they?
Yeah. Oh, and then they'll be relieved that they don't have to kill each other.
Yeah.
And then they'll listen to the Weekly Planet.
Fantastico. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff, Mason.
Yep.
All right. We appreciate it. Come back again.
Come back next week. Grab that gem, you guys.
Please do.
Don't vote for Trump. That's next week. I'm going to do it 2 weeks in a row. Don't vote for Trump. What are we going to do? Vote for Hillary? Yeah, vote for Hillary, idiot.
Mason, don't get political.
Okay, fine.
You can get political.
I'll do it for one more week after this, and then that's it. You do whatever you want.
Good stuff.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.